to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. Peter responded to the suggestion that Jesus' followers were drunk by making the practical observation it was far too early in the morning for anything like that. He then went on to point out that Joel, in the 9th century BC, had prophesied that in the last days the Spirit would be poured out upon everyone in exactly this way. In Old Testament times, the Spirit came upon people, but it was normally the prophets, priests, and kings. In this new era of the Spirit, it would be fundamentally different. The leaders of the church would continue to play a crucial role, but now the doors were flung open to everyone to receive the Spirit and to hear God speak with them. We are still living in the last days, so we should expect to hear God speaking through one another as His Spirit comes upon us. I find this incredibly exciting. We thank God for those He has called to be church leaders and for their faithful declaring of God's word. But we should be expecting to hear God speak to us through everyone else in our churches as well, through the shy, retiring people, just as much as through the bold, talkative ones. We need to do what I love to call deep listening, because we know that God loves to speak to us through one another within the church. We need to give our best attention to one another. Deep listening takes time, takes effort, and much love, but as we listen, we can be sure that God will be speaking to us. So let me ask you a question. Who are the people who have spoken God's word to you most clearly in recent months? And now let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that you love to speak. Help us to listen out for your voice speaking through our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.